Mornings on KECK with Greg Hewitt.
So we're talking with Eric Braden, although you may know him as the very suave, the very sophisticated Mr. Victor Newman from The Young and the Restless. I mean, who doesn't know who Victor Newman is at this point? And Eric's book, I'll Be Damned, is out on paperback this week. Eric Braden, thank you so much for calling in this morning.
Good. How are you?
Congratulations, number one, right out of the gate here on the release of your book in paperback. It's called I'll Be Damned. How did you even come to the decision that you needed to write this book?
You know, various interviews over the years with various publications, they always said, you should write your story. And finally, I did it. I'll Be Damned.
You've lived such an interesting life that you can fill a book. In and of itself is a great accomplishment.
Yeah, it has been an interesting life indeed.
Well, you are so closely identified with the role of Victor Newman in The Young and the Restless. Is the fear of being typecast, is that overblown by actors?
No, it depends on the stage of your life, you know? It depends when that happens. When you're young, it happens, then I would say, I would be wary of it. When you've been in the business as long as I have, which is now nearly 60 years or whatever, you're grateful to be working at a number one show. I mean, this damn thing has been number one. Winehouse has been number one for over 30 years now. I've been doing it for 37 years. So, I don't mind it now. Had this happened when I was much younger, I would have said, But no, I've done it all. I've done over 100 television shows, nighttime TV shows, from Gunsmoke to FBI to Barry Tyler Moore to Hawaii Five-O, et cetera, et cetera. And done Broadway, and done various films. And so I've seen it all, and I'm just very happy to be doing what I'm doing.
Do you still get a kick out of it when someone, a fan, approaches you on the street to tell you how much they appreciate your work?
Very much. You bet. It's like honey. It feels wonderful, trust me. And the actor who came otherwise is full of
Said is only a man who plays Victor Newman could say it. You know, when you're talking about soap operas, you're talking about a very specific fan base. How are they different from fans of other forms of entertainment?
Well, soap fans, you must remember, one has, you know, you've become part of their family life. I mean, I'm talking about generations now. And I'm approaching some my grandmother made us, and it goes on and on. A lot of athletes watch it. A lot of football players, basketball players, boxers. A lot of people watch the show. And it's very heartwarming to realize that one reaches out to so many people in so many corners of America and the world. You know, I mean, I walk the streets of Istanbul in Turkey, and people say, oh, Victor.
Yeah.
Standing at the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem, and suddenly they turn. And or in Johannesburg, or in Paris, you go from Minnesota, or Mississippi, or Alabama, or wherever. It's extraordinary. A very lucky man.
You arrived in America as a teenager, coming from Germany. What was that transition like? What were your thoughts as you arrived in the United States?
Well, I was, as a boy growing up in Germany, I read a lot about the American West, but cowboys and Indians. Those were our favorite, and oh my God, we read that stuff voraciously. So that is the first vision I had. And then you always had visions of America as larger than life. You know, then Louis Armstrong, Elvis Presley, Eisenhower, American GIs. I mean, all these impressions, the Empire State Building. All of that, you come with that, with those images in your head when you come to America. This is a great country. It's a fantastic country. It's a huge country, and with many, many, many very nice and very welcoming people, hard-working people. People in the rest of the world don't realize is how hard people work in America. You know, all this BS about red carpets and all that happens, what, 3-4 times a year? That's ridiculous. The rest is hard work. Hard work, my God Almighty. Our crews come in at 6 in the morning, 5 in the morning, 3 in the morning sometimes. Don't go home till 7:30, 8:30, 9:30 at night. It's a hard. My son now directed a film called Den of Thieves with Gerard Butler and 50 Cent. But I mean, he is working his behind off. Hard work. America has been great, and I think this is a solid and great and fundamentally important to stability and peace in the world. And without America, Europe would not be free. Germany would not be reunited. Most of Asia would not be free. So America has done an enormous service to mankind. I mean, obviously, there have been mistakes here and there, no question about it, but so what? Everyone makes mistakes. But this country basically is the foundation of the Western Alliance and the foundation that afforded us peace for 70 years. People forget that.
And I was doing my research in before the interview, and I realized how prolific you've been through the years. You've done so many different roles, and I wonder, one in particular, how the role in Titanic came about.
Well, that's interesting. James Cameron had seen a film I starred in called Colossus, the Forbin Project, about science fiction, about computers. And so I got a call from the agency and said, you know, Cameron wants you to be in a film called Titanic. I said, well, send me the script. Well, it doesn't really exist yet. There's a small part in the script, but he's going to make it bigger. And so I most reluctantly went to the interview. I didn't meet him yet. So I stepped into that thing. I almost didn't want to do it. So I written about it in the book. And then until I met him, and this was on the set of Titanic. We filmed it down in New Mexico. And the man is a genius. You know, he won me over. And I then stayed. I unfortunately could not be a part of some scenes because Y&R had been in agreement with the 20th saying that he needs to be back for certain scenes. So I often drove at 1, 2 in the morning from across the border to Tijuana and then hauled ass to L.A. I loved it because no cops around. And had a BMW to help him. I'm very honored to be have been part of that.
You've been in Hollywood a long time, over 40 years. What are the big changes in that town as you've seen them?
You know, it wasn't such a politically correct time. You know, we had fights in school. I mean, my God, we had fist fights. We had fights all the time. Nowadays, my God, one guy pushes another. This politically correct has gone too far. Too far.
Eric Braeden, who plays Victor Newman on The Young and the Restless, bringing some truth this morning. It's a little salty. I like it, though. Just have to keep my finger on the bleep button and we'll be fine. Listen, this has been illuminating. It's been a lot of fun. Eric Braeden, congratulations once again on the release of your book, I'll Be Damned, on paperback. It's a fun title. You're a fun guy and a good sport. Thank you so much for calling in this morning. And we look forward to what's in your future.
And thank you for sending the Rams back to L.A.
Don't you start with me on that. Well, now they're good. How did that happen?
It's a short plug with you guys. I'm glad they're back in L.A. where they belong. I came here in the 60s. I was a big fan of the Rams. When they left, I said, I will show you, you have no idea.
You know, actually, I think I do. Eric Braeden, thank you, sir.
Have a man. Bye-bye.
Mornings on KECK with Greg Hewitt.